Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Finals, are they going to stop it? If Giannis is gone in the Eastern Conference Finals, are they going to stop it?
Right.
Or are you going to allow this to play through without Giannis or LeBron possibly in the playoffs? And like I the matchup I keep using is, and now all of a sudden it's Utah and Philadelphia and the NBA Finals.
Right. I don't know if that happens. Right.
I mean, how much is too much? Because they're going to start thinking about TV, right? What's good for TV? We don't want to make a sham of the sport, blah, 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 blah. But then at the same point, we talked about in the first hour about, is this the hardest championship that anybody's ever going to have to win this year in the NBA? Is this the toughest deal this year? So shouldn't that make it impressive regardless of who wins the NBA championship? Or if you're the NBA, does it have to be Giannis, LeBron, or Kawhi?
Yeah, see, I think it is the hardest. You know, we talked about that early on. It is. You just got so much going on that you got to deal with. It's both mentally and physically, away from your family. Who's going to catch it? Who's not going to catch it? I mean, it's not a free-for-all. I mean, it feels like it could be, but it's not. It's just going to be tough to deal with.
Yeah,
Steve, I just posted, speaking of some other stuff, I just posted on my Facebook page the national anthem they're going to play, going like crazy right now.
Yeah, people, we played that earlier, happy. A little bit of it. Yep.
People are not very happy.
Of course. What did you think was going to happen?
Think. Not happy. And I guess the sentiment of most people in my Facebook book are saying, I thought we were all one. Why do we have to be separate?
Like, I don't know. You're changing the topic completely of what we're talking about.
So. I know, but I just can't help. I'm looking at it, and it's just crazy. Maybe Tim can hit it tomorrow. It'll be a fluid situation right there, because they have not said they're doing it. Right? It's just a proposal.
No, I think it's happening. Hey, Plucker, other side of the glass, Dan Plucker over there. Go back to the NFL story again about the other song that they're going to play before. The national anthem. Is that a done deal, or is that being talked about?
Well, it was just a report at the time. The NFL hasn't made any official announcement about it yet, but it sounds like it's a pretty for real thing. It's only for week one, so it's not going forward for the rest of all time. It's just for now, before the national anthem in week one.
Right. And the name week of the song one. Is what, Dan Plucker?
Lift Every Voice and Sing.
So there you go. You can go on YouTube and listen to that and check it out. As of right now, it's week one for every game.
Okay.
For every game in week one, as Dan Plucker reads it currently. Yes. Not for every game all season, but for every game in week one.
Yes. Jason Reed of ESPN reported that it will be before every season opener.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
So week one.
16 games.
Week
yeah.
one. 16, yeah.
Right, so 16 games week one.
Just week one.
And but you know that Thursday night Chiefs-Texans game, that whole thing will be shown on TV, guaranteed. Now, will it be shown in the other games? I don't know.
Will they kneel?
Of course. Why wouldn't they? That's not going to change them kneeling or not.
Right, well, I mean, because now you're playing a black national anthem. Now will players still kneel? Yeah, they should.
They're still going to kneel. Yeah, I don't think it's going to matter. Will they kneel during that song?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Will they kneel?
Yeah. They'll kneel during the national anthem, but will they kneel during that song?
We don't know. That's going to be a whole other can of worms.
Yes, it is, because if they don't, right, correct.
Then it's about the flag.
Then, old buddy, here we go again. Yep.
you're right.
It's going to be bad. If they don't kneel during both, yep. Not going to be good.
Lisa Reagan said that this is just a bunch of bull. It's one nation, not white or black nation. Craig Wood says, I'm thinking the NFL will not be watched on my television. Simple.
I am interested, and this is something that maybe we can talk about at some other point, but since you just brought that up, I don't need last names of people, but the one thing that I am intrigued by in all of this is, will the NBA ratings suffer? Will the NFL ratings suffer if they do this and other things? Now, Major League Baseball doesn't appear they're doing anything. The NBA and the NFL are going to do stuff. Will their numbers suffer? So those longtime Packer fans, are you going to turn it off and never watch again? Yeah. I'm done. I'm not watching anymore. Okay. Let's see how long you stay away. To me, I want to see how those numbers are reflected. Will the NBA ratings take a nosedive because they have Black Lives Matters on the floor? Right? So you're a season ticket holder for the Bucks.
Sure.
Giannis is on your team. Yeah. I'm canceling my tickets. I'm done.
Right.
Done. Cancel my tickets. I'm done watching Giannis. I don't want my jersey anymore. I'm going to put it on the internet to sell it and all my other Bucks stuff. I'm done. Screw the NBA. They want to put it on the floor. I'm all done. By all means, go ahead. Turn your season tickets in. Other people will buy them.
No doubt about it.
I really am truly interested in seeing what kind of impact this has on ticket sales and on TV ratings going forward.
Yeah, all this. And let me read one more. Dan Almano. I know you don't want to know the last thing, but I just throw them out anyway. Honestly, as just a regular white guy who goes to work every day and no affiliations to any political party or agenda, I really don't care. Don't care if you play the white, black, Mexican, or no national anthem at all. Just do whatever the players want to do. They are the ones that have dedicated a lifetime to playing this sport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, again, you're going to have takes on this across the board. And then everybody's going to have to make up their own mind. If you don't want to watch the Packers anymore because of this, then don't watch. Again, it's not going to affect me at all. You don't want to watch the Packers and be an NFL fan and you're going to stop playing fantasy football and you're done with that and you're going to quit your three, four, five leagues because you're just appalled by this and what the NFL is doing? Fine, then don't play. You don't want to watch the NBA and you're going to give up your Bucks season tickets and your Giannis jersey. You're not wearing that anymore. You're going to give that to somebody else. And you're not playing fantasy basketball anymore if you do that. You're all done with that too. And I mean, it really, at the end of the day, MLB, who's doing nothing, really could steal a bunch of fans before this is all said and done by not doing anything.
Ken Estringer never knew there was a black national anthem.
Why is there
a black national anthem? If they need a black national anthem, go find a new nation for your black national anthem. Complete blah, blah, blah.
I'll be honest. I didn't know myself. I had no idea. Couldn't tell you. Did you know, Gary?
Yeah, sure.
You did know?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah. I had no idea. Plugger brought up to me. I said, I didn't know there was such a thing.
No. Didn't know that they were even thinking about doing this. So this just came way out of left field.
So you hadn't heard any talk about it at all?
No, none of this came way out of left field. And I would say this because I think if you talk to a lot of black people, they think the national anthem, Francis Scott Key, people that wrote it, doesn't represent black folks. It's not our anthem. It's your anthem.
Can you further explain that, please?
Well, they were talking
about. I'm sure there are people driving going,
well, yeah,
what are you talking
about? If you go and look at the first national anthem, the way it was written, now some of the words have been taken out, but some of those words were not great words towards black people.
So did they take it out because of the words out because of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're upset about the original version, not the current version.
Oh, I'm not upset at all.
Well, not you. I'm just saying, right, why some people are.
I'm just telling why black folks don't think that's the national anthem for them because of what was written in the beginning and how it was said and those types of things. You have to go back and look at the original national anthem. You'll see those words in there.
Dan Plucker waving in more airplanes. Yes,
well,
Dan Plucker.
It's just Jason Reed just released his story on ESPN. So this is from the guy who reported it himself. He said that it will be played in the NFL season opener, just the Chiefs versus Texans. So it won't be for, it doesn't look like it'll be for all week one games.
But originally he said all season openers, and now he's saying just the season opener.
I believe so.
Well, that should make everybody a lot happier that didn't want to play it at all then. That it's going to be one game on a Thursday night, and if you don't want to watch it, don't watch it.
Right.
And it doesn't involve your Green Bay Packers.
So the league told Reed that they hope its efforts demonstrate a genuine commitment to the public, players, and coaches, and that player voices continue to be heard.
One game isn't going to do anything.
The source wrote in a text message.
That's one game doesn't do anything.
The key is to educate fans and become a prominent voice in the fight to end racism.
I understand what you're doing. I'm just telling you, one game does nothing. It just doesn't. Gary?
No.
No.
Nothing.
That's complete
wasting time.
Complete waste of time. Dan Plucker, other side of the glass. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. Come back. I'm sure you've heard by now what Rob Manfred said on the Dan Patrick Show yesterday.
What did Rob Manfred say on Dan Patrick Show?
Well, he pretty much just said, please file a grievance and take $1 billion from us. That's pretty much what he said to the Players Union yesterday on Dan Patrick.
Why would he say that?
Well, he didn't exactly say that, but what he did say is going to cost them in a grievance. If I'm the Players Union, I already would have filed it.
Yeah, because you've been waiting for this grievance. I mean, that was your big thing, the reason why we're going to get it done.
Because
right?
You had to negotiate in good faith. That was the whole thing that the Players Union was saying was not happening.
Right.
Yeah, like I said, he pretty much just gave them $1 billion yesterday on the Dan Patrick Show. Stay tuned for that next on the Wendy's Big Show. Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. I just had an idea as this song was playing, Gary. Mm-hmm. We need to do a top five of what dead artist or group.
Oh my God. See, here we go.
Would you want to come back and record one more album?
Dead.
Queen.
Queen would be yours. Michael Jackson or Prince is mine, I think. I mean, to me.
Well, they wouldn't be a group now.
Artist or group. Yeah.
Artist or group. Okay.
Right. These guys, you know, people that are passed away, like, man, if I could get one more album out of that group or that artist, just one more. I just want one more because you miss their music and you want something new and fresh from them. I think that would be mine. I think Michael and Prince would probably be mine. Kenny Rogers, though, that's a, yeah. Kenny Rogers has
you
to be at the top of mine, too.
You went to see Kenny Rogers in Pottawatomie somewhere, didn't you?
I saw Kenny twice. I saw him at Ho-Chunk, and I saw him at Riverside. Riverside was the last time he was in Milwaukee. He was 80. Yeah, and he did that show. And at that point, he could barely walk, so he pretty much sat on a chair the whole time and sang. Voice was still solid, I thought. But, yeah. So, yeah, Kenny would probably be up there for me, too, because that's my guy, Kenny Rogers. All right, so not my guy, Rob Manfred, commissioner of Major League Baseball. And Rob Manfred was on the Dan Patrick Show and talked about his biggest regret.
We did get a suboptimal result from the negotiation in some ways. You know, we didn't. The fans aren't going to get an expanded postseason, which I think would have been good with the shortened season. And, you know, look, the players left real money on the table. They left $25 million worth of playoff pools, $33 million worth of salary advances. But that's what happens when you have a negotiation that instead of being collaborative gets, you know, into sort of a conflict situation.
Ah, how funny that is. Because then Rob Manfred, he also said this about, you know, how many games realistically are going to get played here at the end of the day.
Look, I think the most important thing to our fans is that we're going to make every attempt to get the game back on the field. You know, I know some people have talked about longer seasons, 62 short. The reality is we weren't going to play more than 60 games, no matter how the negotiation with the players went or any other factor. 60 games is the outside of the envelope given the realities of the virus.
So, negotiating in good faith. He said to everybody listening, we were never going to allow more than 60 to happen from the jump. So all this stuff of how many games we were going to play, how many games they want to play, we were never going to allow more than 60. It was never going to get to that point. In my opinion, Gary, if I'm the players union and I'm Tony Clark, write that grievance up. There's our money. Come get it. That, to me, that I hear that, and I'm in. Pay me my money. And that could be right around $1 billion or something like that, I think is what it is. He pretty much is on with the fact that they were pretty much just stalling, trying to get to the date where they could get the 60 games in and get everything off the way they wanted it to do. And if he had to do it his way, then he was going to do it his way. And that's exactly the way it had to be.
Right. I mean, listen, I don't know how it's worked. You've been on this whole $1 billion thing here for the last couple of weeks. And I'm going to just let you kind of go with that just to see what happens. I think they've got a lot of other stuff going on. They got to figure out how to play baseball. They got to figure out how to deal with COVID.
The funny thing is Rob Manfred. Well, they left $25 million on the table here, and they left $30 on the million table here in advanced salaries. Yeah. Right, but if they can get $900 million or $1 billion out of you later, they get all that back. They're good.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to bet you that's what they're rolling the dice on. Now, the original reports were that the grievance wasn't going to get filed until the schedule was officially released. That's how this was going to play. Still don't have a schedule. Now, will we get a schedule tomorrow? We get a schedule next week? It's got to be coming pretty soon. So once that schedule comes out, we'll see if the Players Union does something in response to what they heard from Rob Manfred. This isn't
that'd be interesting to see.
It's not a tape phone call.
Right.
It's not hearsay of what he said to another owner.
No,
it's none of that. You have the audio from a radio, a national radio show. It wasn't even a local radio show in Milwaukee. This was a national radio show that the dude went on and said this in front of everybody. If I'm an owner, I'm just like, oh my God, what are we doing? Why is this guy representing Major League Baseball? He is killing me right now. I don't know. I really don't understand why he's the front man at this point. He has done enough to this point, I think, if you're the owners of, maybe we need to go in another direction. Maybe we need to figure out somebody else to put out there as the face of Major League Baseball, because they are about to get themselves into one huge conflict over the next CBA here in the next year or so, and you really want to trot that guy out there in the middle of this to be in charge of negotiations. In my opinion, the answer to that question should be no.
Well, they're going to.
Well, we'll see. They got a year to figure it out. They can fire him whenever they want.
Yeah, he's at this point, he's the guy.
Yep. They can fire him whenever they'd like. All right, we'll take a quick timeout, 2 minutes, and we'll come back. Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane up next. The top three topics of the day straight ahead here on the Wendy's Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.